In the spring of 1961, the new president, John Fitzgerald Jack Kennedy, had hardly been in office long enough to unpack photos for his Oval Office desktop. JFK had visited Newport, Kentucky while campaigning in 1960, leading a motorcade parade like a celebrity grand marshal, perched on the back of a new Ford convertible, waving to the excited crowds. But when he was not at the White House, he was likely to be found in another Newport, the one in Rhode Island, where he could escape to his vacation estate for peaceful sailing weekends. The Kennedy mystique was captured on Kodachrome there in 1962. The young president looks almost impossibly cool, handsome, smiling, squinting off over the deep blue Atlantic into a never-setting summer sun. He wears a periwinkle polo shirt, Annapolis-style white slacks, and an aura of happy, confident command as he casually grips the wheel of a yacht with one hand, seated next to a pretty woman in a lavender mohair sweater. The woman was not his wife, Jackie. Most newspapers discreetly cropped her out of the picture and showed only the fair-haired, youthful president firmly at the helm of the free world. It was the kind of image that symbolized everything glamorous and magical about the Kennedys, an image that was shorthand for their Gatsby wealth and Camelot lifestyle of American royalty. And like nearly all of the Kennedy mythology, it had to be carefully cropped to hide the truth. While Jack was sailing in the sunshine of Newport, Rhode Island, his brother Bobby was on a collision course with another Newport, one that represented the shadowy side of Camelot. Newport, Kentucky symbolized all the grimy, grubby, seedy, blood-stained darkness of the underworld. Like a yacht in thick fog, the Kennedys were foreordained for a tragic wreck. It was their father who put them on that course, Joe Kennedy, bootlegger and ambassador, friend of Nazis and mobsters.